It's time for light that darkness can't defeat. It's time to escape from the shadow of death and into abundant life. For the people living in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Welcome to the Great Light Program with David Oyedepo Jr. Get set to arise and shine, because your light has come.
Engaging the power of revelation for our exemption. And this is the third part in this series. It's important for us to understand that according to scriptures, the only answer to darkness is the entrance of light. In John chapter 1 and verse 5, the Bible says that this light shines in darkness and the darkness cannot comprehend it. God's servant, our father, said in an earlier service today, he said, you don't actually have a problem with darkness. The problem is absence of light. When light comes, darkness automatically goes. And spiritually speaking, light refers to the entrance of his word. In Psalm 119 verse 130, the Bible says, the entrance of thy word giveth light, and it gives understanding to the simple. Whatever department of your life has defied solution before now, by the revelation of his word, it is turning into a testimony. Somebody believe me, say a louder amen. But today in particular, it is our covenant day of open doors. So we are going to be looking at this subject, commanding open doors by revelation. Commanding open doors by revelation. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60, beginning from verse 1, it said, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, his glory shall be seen upon thee. He said, Gentiles shall come to thy light. He said, the kings to the brightness of thy rising. And verse 11, he said, thy gate therefore shall be always open continually. Whatever represents any closed gate in any department of your life, by the light of God coming your way this morning, it shall not only be open today, but be open continually. He said, therefore thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night. Why? He said, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and their kings may be brought. And verse 12, he said, and the nation or the people that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. When light comes, gates open. It didn't say thy gate, but thy gates. Whatever represents any gate in any department of your life, marital gate, career gate, business gate, educational gate, relational gate, whatever represents any gate of your life that has been closed before now, by the revelation of his word this morning, the gates shall be open. I said the gates shall be open. In the book of Acts chapter 12 verse 7 down to verse 10, we find Peter locked in prison. And the Bible tells us, and a light shined in the prison. Wherever light shines, doors open. And a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up and said, arise quickly. Remember what he said in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1? Rise and shine, because light has come. And as soon as he arose, the Bible said that the prison door opened. They got to the iron gate of the city, and the Bible said the gate opened on its own accord. For somebody under the sound of my voice, I don't know what kind of prison that you have found yourself in. I don't know what kind of iron gate may have been standing before you, But by your encounter upon this mountain with the light of heaven, the gate shall be supernaturally opened. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Maybe there are doors you have been knocking on, and it seems like the door has not opened. The Bible said, as they began walking towards the gate, they have not even knocked on it yet. It opened on its own accord. Wherever you have been struggling to see any door open, it will open on its own accord for you now. But I like you to reverse and you discover that the foundation of the opening was revelation. A light shined in the prison. And then, arise, he arose. The chains fell from his hand. Walk, he walked. The gate opened. When light shines, gates open. When light shines, gates open. Lift your right hand to heaven and say, Lord, give me light. Come on, say louder, Lord, give me light. Now, it's important for us to understand quickly this morning how to access revelation. We have just asked God now, Lord, give me light. But what is God's pattern for giving us access to light and to revelation? We look at a few things very quickly, two things in particular. Number one, we access revelation through the help of the Holy Spirit. We access revelation through the help of the Holy Spirit. John chapter 16 and verse 13, the Bible tells us there. It said, how be it when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. You engage the help of the Holy Spirit if you will gain access to revelation. In verse 12 of that scripture, the Bible says, Jesus was speaking. He said, I have many things to say unto you, but you don't have capacity to receive it yet. But when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. In First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and verse 10, the Bible puts it this way. He said, I had not seen, ear has not heard, it has not entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. But his Spirit, God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. And in verse 13 and verse 14, we see the operation of the Holy Ghost here. He said, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So the Holy Spirit is the one who teaches us and brings light into the place of our darkness. Revelation, therefore, requires the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Without the ministry of the Holy Spirit, our pursuit of revelation is an effort in futility. It is the Holy Spirit, therefore, that grants us access to light. Anytime you are in search of light, engage first the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Engage first the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He is the teacher, the ultimate teacher. He breaks things down that cannot be naturally understood. He opens your eyes to see the things that cannot be naturally comprehended. The scripture says there in that same 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he said, the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. He said, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. There is no education that a person gets, physically speaking, that gives you access to revelation. Your educated mind is not the secret to your revelation. It is the operation of the Holy Ghost that gives you access to revelation. In fact, it's important to note this, that no man can teach you and make you understand without the help of the Holy Ghost. The Bible makes us to understand very clearly. He said, your teacher shall not be removed into a corner anymore. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 and verse 21. He said, but your eyes shall see your teacher. He said, but as you are seeing them, your ears will hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. So the Holy Spirit is the ultimate revelator. He's the one who gives us access to insight from God's word. And that insight is what gives us dominion over the challenges of life. A man's picture was painted in the book of Job chapter 33, beginning from verse 21 down to verse 25. And the man's situation was so terrible that the Bible said his flesh that was not sin is that was sin is consumed away, and it's no longer sin. And his bones that were supposed to be hidden, they stick out. His life is drawing near to the grave, and his life is going to the destroyer. If there be an interpreter, that's the Holy Ghost, one among a thousand, the one that can explain what 1,000 teachers cannot explain. He said, then God is gracious unto him and says, deliver him from going down to the pit, for I have found a ransom. And by that revelation, his flesh becomes fresher than that of a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. All of these transformations as a product of revelation. You see, whatever must change needs light. And wherever light is needed, the Holy Ghost is required. It is the Holy Spirit, therefore, that gives you and I access to light. We must continue at every point in time to anchor on the help of the Holy Spirit. And I know that even this morning, the Spirit of God is here, opening our eyes and giving us light in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Amen. I said, somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Amen. Number two, through a heart-engaged search. A heart-engaged search. So you gain access to revelation by the Holy Spirit. But number two, through a heart-engaged search. In Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 9, the Bible tells us, with my soul have I desired thee in the night. He said, yea, with my spirit within me, I will seek thee early. We engage our spirit or our heart in the search. It is when our heart is engaged that we gain access to light. It is when our heart is engaged that we gain access to light. The Bible makes us to understand in Proverbs 20 and verse 27 that the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord. So it means that light can only reach a man's spirit, not his mind. It is his spirit that gains access to light. The spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, and it searches the inward part of the belly. But the Bible tells us about a woman who lost a coin in the book of Luke chapter 15, verse 7 and verse 8. And the Bible says that she lit a candle and began to sweep thoroughly until she found it. In other words, you engage your spirit man as that candle and begin to sweep through the word of God until you find what you are looking for. The key to every challenge of life is located in God's word. The key to any closed gate is found in God's word. And we sweep through our searching and the engagement of our spirit in order to locate that which we are desiring. I pray today that for each one of us, the grace to continuously engage our spirit in every search of scriptures will be made available to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Among other things, we discover that revelation empowers our escape from the things that afflict the world around us. No matter what is happening around you, revelation is the key to your exemption. It is what establishes our escape from the afflictions around us. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4, the Bible tells us there, it said, whereby is given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these, by the revelation of these, he said that you are able to partake of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world. So revelation is your key to escape. Revelation is your key to escape. Whatever you must escape in life, you escape by light. Whatever you must escape in life, you escape by light. In the book of Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3, the Bible says to us there, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord? So it is what the Lord speaks that gives you access to escape. What the Lord speaks, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord. So it is what God speaks, the revelation of his word, that gives us access to escape. Please hear this, it will help you. There is no challenge of life without a way of escape. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13, it said, there is no temptation that has taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able. In this very same temptation, he creates a way of escape that you may be able to handle it. So there is a way of escape. Say with me, there is a way of escape. It doesn't matter what is happening around you, there is a way of escape. Say with me, there is a way of escape. Even when the door looks locked, there is a way of escape. Even when the situation looks closed, there is a way of escape. Even when the devil is lying in your ear and telling you there is no way out, there is a way of escape. Shout with me, there is a way of escape. Louder like you mean it, there is a way of escape. And I see you making an escape today. Somebody believe me, say louder, amen. Now, what must I do to command open doors in life? What must I do to command open doors in life? We'll look at a number of things here very quickly, and I believe that the Holy Ghost, who we are engaging this morning, will give us understanding. Number one, be born again. Be born again. Be born again. To enjoy open doors, the foundation of it is salvation. The foundation of it is salvation. We have established that for doors to open, we are in need of light. But the start of light is the place of salvation. In the book of John chapter 8 and verse 12, the Bible said, Jesus speaking here, he said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life. At salvation, when we receive Jesus into our lives, what we have simply embraced is the light of life. This is what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. It said, God who called light out of darkness, at salvation, he has shined in our hearts to give light to the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So salvation is our first encounter with light. You cannot encounter revelation without salvation. And you cannot enjoy open doors without revelation. So salvation is our access to having revelation from God. And it is that revelation that guarantees our open door. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, no matter what is closed around you, it takes salvation to have the revelation that will put you in dominion. Look at what the Bible says, 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. It said, and whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Whatsoever is born of God is ordained by God to overcome the world. It doesn't matter what is happening. It doesn't matter what they are saying. Whatsoever is born of God is ordained by God to overcome the world. So salvation is our access, our foundational access to open doors. It doesn't matter how much stagnation there has been around any life. God is saying that salvation is your access key to the revelation that will put you in dominion over every such closed door. I see every closed door around any department of your life opening up in the name of Jesus Christ. But you see, what God is simply saying is you must be born again if you are going to gain access to open doors. You must be born again. You must be born again. You must be born again. Number two, you engage the power of revelation. You engage the power of revelation. You engage the power of revelation. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 13, the Bible tells us there, it said, my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. In other words, the door that closes to you is a door that closes on the basis of your ignorance. Our ignorance is what determines the prison in which we live. If we are going to escape from that prison, then we must have light of life, and that is knowledge. Revelation of the truth. It is that revelation that gives us access to the opening of every locked door around us. My people have entered captivity because they have no knowledge. He said they are honorable men. The men who are ordained to carry honor, they are famished. He said, their multitude are dried with thirst. All of these afflictions because they have no knowledge. Revelation, therefore, becomes a vital key for each one of us to enjoy supernatural escape. If you are going to enjoy exemption from every stagnation, from every limitation, then revelation must be your access route. Shout hallelujah. I said shout hallelujah. I said shout hallelujah. You must understand it this way. You see, salvation or redemption makes provision of all things for you and for me. But revelation gives possession of all things. The difference between provision and possession is simply provision says it is available. Possession says this is how to make it obtainable. It is available to you by salvation, but obtainable to you by revelation. Revelation is what gives you access to how to take it. You are ordained by God, for example, for a life of continuous progress. But revelation shows you how to enjoy continuous progress. You are ordained by redemption, for example, to be a star after the order of Christ, who is the bright and the morning star. But revelation now tells you that those that are wise, they are like the firmament, and those that turn many to righteousness as the stars of heaven forever and ever. So redemption is the provision. Revelation shows you the pathway to the possession. And that is why you discover that revelation does not only give you light to have. As the process of light is being engaged, as you put the light to work, revelation now makes you a light yourself. That is why the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, it said, now we all with open face, that is revelation, as beholding as in a glass, the glory of God, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. It is the revelation of the truth that we discover that determines the transformation in our lives we are able to recover. It is revelation that equals transformation. I see every department of your life that requires change by the light of his word that is coming to you this morning. I see it changing supernaturally and speedily in the name of Jesus. You even discover that revelation, or light, as it were, does not only procure change, but it gives speed. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, arise, shine, for thy light is come. And by verse 22, a little one shall become a thousand, a small one, a strong nation. And I, the Lord, will hasten it or make it quick in his time. The good news is that by the light coming your way, there will be no more slow motion in any department of your life. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. Yeah. One of the testimonies read to us, somebody who has been in the army 7 years, no promotion. And then 11 months, two promotions. Revelation brings speed. Revelation brings speed. Revelation brings speed. The things that effort could not get you for years, I see the light of his word speedily delivering it to your hands in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Come on, somebody believe it, say louder amen. Yeah. I said somebody believe it, say louder amen. So the revelation of God's word that we engage is what gives us access to the transformation we desire. There is no unopenable door. It is simply light that we require. There is no unlockable prison. It is simply light that we require. You see, no matter how big a door is, it simply requires a key. When you see a safe, very mighty safe, it simply requires knowing the code that opens the safe. No matter how big it is, how bulletproof it looks, it is simply a key or a code that opens it up. I'd like you to know that no matter how big any challenge looks, and no matter how mighty any door seems, God is saying all you require is a simple light from scriptures. I've discovered something. The size of the door never determines the size of a key. A key can be this small, and a door is this big. No matter how big your mountain seems, God is saying there is a small key from scriptures that will open that mountain. And I have good news for you. That key that will unlock that door of destiny, that door of career, that door of marriage, that door of education, that key is landing in your hand right now. Somebody believe me, say louder amen.
I said, somebody believe me, say louder, amen.
Engage the power of revelation. Number three, engage a quality covenant walk with God. Engage a quality covenant walk with God. Remember we said that salvation makes provision and revelation shows us the way to possession. But it is engaging in our responsibility given to us by revelation that we are able to actually take that possession. God is a covenant-keeping God, and God is a God of covenants. In other words, God shows us what is available and shows us what to do to make it obtainable. It is now our responsibility to take action on what he has shown us in order to obtain what is available to us. Shout hallelujah. In the book of Psalm chapter 89 and verse 34, he said, my covenant I will not break, neither will I alter the thing that is gone forth out of my mouth. In other words, God is telling you that his part is settled as long as we take responsibility for our part. His part is settled as long as we take responsibility for our part. It's important to note this, that no one can take your responsibility for you. No one can take your responsibility for you. Every individual is responsible for the outcome of his or her life. No one can take responsibility for you. I love the testimony of one of our sisters. She said she came some years ago. They have been trusting God for the fruit of the womb. And she came to meet God's servant. And he prayed for her. But I love the statement she made. She said, but my faith at that time was an irresponsible faith. You see, what you are able to possess is determined by the responsibility you are willing to take. But she said, later I built up my faith. Came for Father and Mothers of Nation class. Heard the word of God. Put the word of God to work. And gave birth to two children with no menstruation. No ovulation. But miraculous deliveries. Because what you are able to take possession of is determined by the covenant demands you are willing to keep. For example, the scripture tells us in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. It says there unto us, it said, that thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get well. It said, to establish the covenant that is swear unto thy father. So prosperity is on the basis of the covenant. It means that you must locate the covenant demands and be willing to engage them in order to see what God has made provision of. This is very important. It is the responsibility we take that determines the provisions we possess. It is the responsibilities we take that ultimately determines the provisions we possess. God has made all things available, but they are obtainable by the responsibilities that are not only revealed to us, but the responsibilities that we begin to take action on. It's very important. So it is what we take action on based on God's word that determines what we are able to realize. I see each one of us today receiving grace to take steps on every word that is revealed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, I see each one of us receiving grace to take steps on every word that is revealed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the truth is this, in life, no matter how bright a light is, you will stumble if you decide to walk with your eyes closed. Revelation is the beaming of light. But your responsibility is to engage and walk in the light. Until you are walking in the light, you are not a partaker of inheritances in light. Our inheritance is packaged in light, but we must walk in the light to get to it. None of us will miss that inheritance in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we must engage a quality covenant walk, taking responsibility for every provision of scriptures as revealed to us from time to time. Taking responsibility of every provision of scriptures as revealed to us from time to time. You see, revelation is not for the purpose of knowledge alone. It is for the purpose of action. Only when we prove our knowledge by action do we enjoy escape. I remember some years ago, I saw something on television and it showed me very clearly the need to operate in light. A little dog has been kept around the pole for years. It was chained to that pole from the time it was a puppy. And that dog kept moving around that pole. So all the dog knew how to do was to keep walking around the pole. One day, people came and rescued the dog. And they set the dog free, loosed the chain from the dog. Now the dog was free. But you know what? He kept walking around the pole. Why? Even though they had made freedom available to it, it was not walking in the reality of that freedom. You see, God has made certain things available to us, but we remain captive until we are ready to walk in the reality of it. Captivity remains until activity in the direction of light begins. Until you start picking activity in the light received, captivity remains. But my prayer for each one of us this morning is that every bondage of captivity shall be broken today. Number four, be guided by the Holy Spirit. Be guided by the Holy Spirit. In the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 14, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." It is the guidance of the Spirit of God that gives us access to open doors. When God is leading you, you cannot be stranded. When God is leading you, you cannot be grounded. When God is leading you, you cannot be frustrated. When God is leading you, you cannot be limited. The leading of God is the key to the high places of life. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 9 down to verse 14. The Bible tells us this. It said, "For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. I found him in a desert land, in a waste howling desert. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eyes." He said, "As an eagle stirs up our nest and flutters over our young and spreads abroad our wings and takes them and bears them on our wings." He said, "So the Lord alone did lead him. And there was no strange God with him." What was the effect of it? He said, "And he made him to ride on the high places of the earth. He made him to eat the increase of the field. He made him to suck honey out of hard places. He made him to pull oil out of rocky situations." In other words, difficulties were turned to pleasurable situations by simply operating by the leadings of God. The leading of God is what brings an escape from the limitations of life. The leading of God. The leading of God. You know why? Anytime God is leading you, like we've been told by his servant continuously, he goes before us. And he said, "Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and let the King of glory come in." When God is leading you, every door responds to his presence. When God is leading you, you are surrounded by God, and therefore you cannot be grounded. I see somebody today enjoying that leadership of God that will take you to a height that no one can imagine in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody believe me, say louder, amen. I said, somebody believe me, say louder, amen. Somebody believe me, say the loudest, amen. In Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 21, the Bible says, "They tested not when he led them through the deserts. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He cleft the rock also, and the waters gushed out." When he led them through the desert, they could not suffer desert-like situation. I like you to understand that no matter what is happening around the world, no matter how desert-like any economy looks like, God is saying, "When I am the one leading you, forget the heat. You are not a partaker of it." God is saying, "When I am the one leading you, forget the struggle. It is not your portion." God is saying, "When I'm the one leading you, even the rockiest situation will vomit water for you." Somebody believe me, say louder, amen. He cleaved the rock and the waters gushed out. What is water doing inside rock? Because God can find anything in the hardest places of life. He cleaved the rock. Naturally speaking, you can't press a rock and expect anything. No. Rocks contain nothing. But when God is leading you, even the driest places contain everything required for you. Is somebody getting it now? God said to his servant, he said, "This is the place." At that time, there was nothing here. At that time, everywhere was a forest. At that time, no industry flourished here. At that time, even the road was a show that there was nothing planned for this place. Single carriage lane. And even the single carriage lane was barren of vehicles. But God said, this is the place. And when he entered into the desert by God's leading, he created a city out of it. Have you not heard the scripture say? He said, when the spirit is poured upon us from on high, he said, he will make even the desert into a fruitful field. I have good news for somebody here. No matter how dry any department of your life may look like now, by the leading of the Almighty, it is turned into a fruitful field. He said, he found him in a waste, howling desert. He said, but God alone led him. And because God led him, he began flying in the high places of the earth. There are people hearing the sound of my voice that as you are in this service right now, God is opening your ears spiritually and you are going to begin hearing his leading. And as he's leading you, even though you look like you are in the dry places of the earth, you will start flying in the high places of the earth. Number five, commit to kingdom stewardship. Commit to kingdom stewardship. Commit to kingdom stewardship. You see, our engagement in kingdom pursuit and advancement is the key to the opening of all doors. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. There's somebody I know and he had a very interesting experience. He said when he was younger in the organization where he works, he got very excited when he saw the janitors holding a bunch of keys, because he discovered that these men had access to different doors. But one day he was promoted and then he was given a position of one of the leaders of the organization. And he said when he entered his office, the leader gave him one key. He said, he asked him, now that I'm at this level, shouldn't I have access to all the keys? And the man told him, no, this is the only key you get. So in humility, he collected the key, used it to open his door every morning, and after work, used to close his door. And every day, anytime he needs to go to any part of the facility, he calls a janitor to open the key. Janitors will be struggling using different keys to open the door. He said, but one day he was waiting, and the janitor did not show up. And it just occurred to him, try the key that you are holding. He held the key, put it in the door, opened it, and the door opened. He went to every door, putting the key, and all the doors were opening. Why? That key was a master key that opened every door. This key of kingdom advancement is the key that opens marriage, it opens career, it opens education, it opens businesses, and this master key will work for you in the name of Jesus. One key, all doors, many keys, singular doors. Which one is better? One key. You can't be carried. Shout hallelujah. Many times there are multitude of keys that can almost make you a nuisance. Everything just ringing everywhere you are going. But here comes a man, just one key. And with that one key, there's no door that could refuse him. As you engage this kingdom advancement key, every door shall begin opening for you. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. So you commit to kingdom stewardship. He said, if they obey and serve him, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Job chapter 36 and verse 11. Exodus 23 verse 25 and 26. He said, you shall serve the Lord your God. He will bless your bread and water. He said, he will take sickness away from the midst of thee. The number of your days he will fulfill. He said, and you will not cast your young, nor will anyone be barren in the land. All of these blessings, all for that one key. That key will work for you. Somebody believe it, say loud, amen. Number six, walk by faith. If you want to command open doors, you must walk by faith. Mark chapter 9 verse 23, he said, all things are possible to him that believes. Walk by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith. Our engagement of our faith is vital. You see, it is possible to do the right thing, but if you don't believe the right way, you may not see the right outcome. Your faith determines what you are able to take hold of. Faith is the spiritual hand with which you receive your own possession. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 14, he said, for we receive the promise of the Spirit by faith. So walk in faith. And finally, number 7, engage the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Engage the anointing of the Holy Spirit. No door can be shut against the anointing or the anointed. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1 to 3. He said, thus said the Lord unto Cyrus, the anointed, whose hand I've holding, to subdue nations before him, I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the 2 leaf gates, the gates shall not be shut. The anointed operates in automatic open doors. And that is why I know that by the anointing coming upon your life today, every door that hitherto has been closed to you shall be automatically open. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. David was anointed, the man who was forgotten in his own household, but by the anointing, his name began to ring in the palace. They said, I've seen a son of Jesse. He said, he's skillful in playing, a mighty man of valor. He has never fought a battle. Nobody has put him in a place for an interview. But yet the anointing announced him in strange places. By the anointing you are going to receive, your name will ring in strange places. Lift up your right hand to heaven right now and give God thanks for his word. I appreciate him. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's knocking at the door. Can you hear him knocking? Can you hear him knocking? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is at the door.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I know that I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the 3rd day you rose again. Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Take control of me from this day forward. Now I know that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I pray for you, Father. I thank you today for these precious ones you have drawn into your kingdom. Let the grace that has brought them keep them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, for each one of them, we decree today that the barriers against their life and destiny be broken in the name of Jesus. Grace to walk with you all the days of their lives. Release it upon them. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say a loud amen.
If you have just received Christ as your Lord and Savior, or were blessed through this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. For inquiries and testimonies, send an email to info@tglmedia.org. We also invite you to visit one of our Winners Chapel churches near you anywhere around the world. Until next time, keep walking in the great light.